As the mighty God Harmony speaks his heart to us, we offer our hearts love to bless him. We ask our mighty omnipresence to thank him, to pour to him constantly our love and recognition and blessing for all that he means to the earth and all that he's done for us all thus far. Beloved ones of my heart, it is with great happiness that we enter into the release now of some of these greater powers of cosmic action that will produce for you happiness forever. And as you enter in to the cosmic use of power that flows always through cosmic music, you will many times feel the charge of its energy through the outer self to heal instantly conditions, sometimes within yourselves, sometimes around you. And in addition to that, I wish you to understand today that the harmony which I represent to the earth has much to do with the divine justice which the outer world requires and which must come if the constructive activities of life are to hold command. And they are. Thank you, precious. Now, when mankind of the outer world seek what they call justice, many times it is but a travesty upon life. For I assure you, the law of cause and effect never produces injustice. It is impossible. And so mankind needs to have much illumination concerning divine justice and much illumination concerning the way and means that the cosmic beings have of producing the perfection of life that does bring things into divine order and balance, so divine justice can act. If you will tell me, when people wrangle in a court of law or anywhere else, as far as that is concerned, in the governments of the world, when people are discordant with each other, will you tell me how any divine justice can get through? Now, I put the problem in your lap, so to speak. Unless harmony is held, mankind does not see clearly the right thing to do and does not have the impulse to do it. So unless there is some way and means provided for mankind by life, by the cosmic law, how are you to remedy the conditions in the outer world today? When people argue, when they quarrel, when they are discordant and unkind, how can divine justice come in to their affairs or their experience and give them its blessing. I wish to remind you again today that the continual outpouring of the radiation from the ascended masters and cosmic beings to the earth is a continual release of love and harmony which produce light. The illumination of your planet is the light of love, the light of harmony, the light of blessing to life. And so as you go forward and draw into your outer use the greater powers of life which we are waiting to give, you must understand this law more clearly, and you yourselves must become the manifestation of its action if you are to have divine justice in the outer world activities, or if you are to help bring divine justice into your government and through your government to the people of the land. Now, when healing is needed, whether it be of the mind, the body, or the feeling of the individual, or of nations, or of the world, the same mighty demand of the cosmic law forever awaits mankind's obedience. So when things in your own affairs seem not to produce divine justice for you, or delay or obstruction still seems to remain in your experienced life, I would turn you back to your beloved I Am Presence, unto the Ascended Host, and ask you again to send the flame of love from your heart to the heart of your presence, that it may balance the conditions in the world around you by the release of its own heart's command and heart flame to life, that love shall rule. When your love comes first to your presence, your presence love comes back to you to rule your affairs and hold the balance around you, to control conditions by the love within you. This is divine justice to life. When your love goes first to your presence, then you, of your own free will, have given back to your presence the sum of the flame of its life, by which it can expand its own love back to you and give you more power of itself to do that which you desire to do in the physical world. So regardless all appearances to the contrary, I tell you again, the world must either have the fiery love from our octave, or it will go on in its own self-created shadows that will not let love rule. Now, in the assistance which it is our cosmic privilege to give, there is power so staggering to the mind of mankind that it is incomprehensible to the intellect of individuals until they see it in action in the atmosphere about you. And that power is the concentrated electronic force, the actual sacred fire element of the universe that comes forth through the cosmic action of music. There are chords in the sound of the ethers of this planet, in the upper atmosphere, which, if drawn into the energy of the physical world, could shatter everything that was of discord. There is rhythm in the power of that music that would of its own natural heartbeat of that rhythm shatter the form and the accumulation of discord. There is melody in the octave of light, not the ascended master's octave. Now, I'm talking about the upper atmosphere of your own world. There is melody so exquisite that it would make you weep with joy. So great is its power to affect the feeling, which is the energy in the emotional bodies of mankind. These magnificent powers and perfection of life are in existence. They are available to you all. They are the divine command and way of God to produce perfection without limit in your physical world by conscious command of those who understand the use of their own heart's flame of love to the mighty I Am presence and to us, through which your call is answered and the power given into your outer direction. Mankind think they have forced from the secrets of nature the activities of the atomic bomb, atomic energy, and so on. And yet I tell you, there is some and rhythm and harmony so powerful that were it concentrated by conscious call into the atmosphere about you, it would steal not only all energy on the planet, but when you hear the cosmic storms through the powers of nature that take place, this which I refer to would steal every activity of nature. It could still the thunder and stop the lightning. That's the power to which I refer. And all the mankind knows about is but childish play compared for the harmony, the power, the music, and the balance of life that controls systems of worlds. Now this power of music to which I call your attention is constantly surging through the upper atmosphere of Earth in the octave of light. And there is a way and means of drawing that into the physical conditions of this world and letting it act to consume mankind's frightful desecration of God's life. That is the balance to which I refer that brings divine justice to this world. When I say to you, the power of that music brought into the energy of your world is so terrific. Nothing discordant could stand against its onrush. This is the power which, if consciously used, intelligently directed, and held concentrated to its objective, can produce cosmic changes and miracles of manifestation and perfection if this world, which the eyes of man have never yet beheld, but which can be brought into outer conditions to serve the great divine plan as it reveals itself and manifests its blessing to life. If you consciously understand this, you can be a part of its release of the earth from the frightful tragedies of the shadows. Just as in a heavy electrical storm, the lightning in its release to the earth, if it be of enough intensity, can dissolve and fuse everything in its pathway into eternally pure white substance in one instantaneous flash. And I say to you, that is but a fragment, a slight overtone of the music to which I refer and which can be called into the energy of this world to render its cosmic service and bring about the balance that must come. It is a powerful purifying activity, and in that purity which it releases, automatically establishes the balance by which perfection can come into existence. It's a balancing of the flow of energy through the substance of this world until all is purified and reveals the perfection that the great God presence of life commands to manifest, to bring happiness and beauty and blessing to all. So in the service which it is my privilege to give, if you should choose to call the cosmic power of the I Am cosmic music of the spheres into the physical conditions around you to more quickly establish purity and harmony, you will give me certain opportunity to act, and I will be able to render certain service for you. Thank you, precious ones. And more than that, beside the blessing which it would bring to you and the world around you, it would also be the releasing power of the sacred fire that passes through the powers of nature and the beings of the elements and sets them free from mankind's frightful filth and discord and suffering and dishonor. This to which I refer as the cosmic music of the spheres, the I Am cosmic music of the spheres, is a consciously directed power rooted in the harmony of eternal love as it comes forth from the cosmic beings who direct it and from the temples of the sacred fire. You scarcely can understand until you see it and hear it what music there is in the temples of the sacred fire. The very fire itself and the color of its action manifest sound that is harmonious and wonderful and all-powerful. Just as a clap of thunder can go through a city, and for that instant you can't hear anything else, so can this melody and harmony and rhythm within that sacred fire project into the conditions of this world, and you could never hear anything of discord again in that locality. You can establish that as an eternal part of the actual physical structure of this earth, if you so choose. It already fills and controls the activities in the octave of light. I'm therefore, if called forth into physical condition, it too can rule and control the energy in this world, and its atmosphere, and produce a like perfection here to that which is in the octave of life. Whether that be around an individual, around a condition, around the earth itself, matters not. The great cosmic sacred fire flows on throughout the universe, sings as it moves through space, and is the power to produce beauty, perfection, form, and substance that reveals the almighty God presence, eternal divine plan fulfilled. I am taking you into cosmic concepts this hour, that you may feel the power from the heights of creation that you have the privilege of calling into physical conditions that need to be set into divine order, that divine justice and balance may produce the harmony by which love can act and take possession of its own. Whether that be your own little individual world of the mind and the body and your affairs, or whether it be that of your nation or the earth, matters not. This magnificent power of music is in the universe for a right use. It is the master power of creation. And you can hear it when you make the call and send the heart flame of your love to the source that produces. These are the miracles and the blessings that life has provided and is always constantly surging forward to bring into outer conditions, that it may raise those conditions into greater beauty, perfection, and happiness to all. But the power of the energy in this cosmic I Am music establishes a balance and holds it against all that is of discord. If you choose to call it into yourselves, it will speak of itself to you. I'm proved by the feeling and the power within you, the truth within my words this moment. If you will use it, you will never lose it. And if I am to give you the greater gifts for which you call, they depend on your use of more of this power to hold the balance in your world by which divine justice can act and fulfill the call you send for. You've asked for the completed healing, haven't you, of those under this radiation? You've asked for the completed purification, have you not? Both of yourselves and your own nation. And this is one of the powers of the sacred fire. That is absolutely irresistible, invincible, victorious always. So the future ahead of you is assured, my dear ones, as you call for this perfection and its power into physical energy of this world, and see for yourselves what the hand of God can do through the heart call to life for the feeling of that music to come and hold its blessing for life. The feeling in that music is indescribable in words. Only as you call it into yourself and feel its mighty uplift and feel its power go forth and do that which lifts all to greater perfection, only then will you have some concept of what it means to feel the oneness of your own heart's flame with these magnificent powers of life that fills the universe. And all it takes is your attention there, your love there, and your feeling there to bring it back to you. God is very wonderful. The mighty I Am presence in the gift of itself to life is wonderful beyond words to tell. So in that which is to be accomplished in many of your outer activities under this radiation, conscious recognition of this cosmic I Am music of the spheres will bring to you conditions that will make joy eternal and mastery the most wonderful thing toward which you could work in your calling forth of this perfection that opens the way for mankind to be through with the shadows forever. Through this, I offer you today the way and means of assisting in freeing the earth from that which must dissolve and be no more as life goes forward in the fulfillment of its divine plan. And you, who have some concept of the possibility of attaining the ascension without passing through the change called death, can have unlimited use of this power if you so choose. May it bring to you the impulse, the desire, and the determination to use it in outer conditions until your calls and your heart's desire are fulfilled in the attainment of the ascension as the original divine plan intends. I know of no greater power of the great central sun Magnus love than this cosmic I Am music to which I call your attention today. May it reveal itself to you, and may its power come into your outer direction and hold the balance that forever is irresistible in its pull upon mankind's attention to draw all into the freedom of eternal harmony in the ascended master's octave. And you draw that freedom here by the harmony of that eternal love. I commend you to the most joyous experience you could desire, as you call its cosmic power into yourself to do these things that fulfill the divine plan. May you go forth and use it without limit and reveal its existence, its power, and its authority. In the outer world's conditions, will mankind understand it and come forward into its heart of eternal freedom. Thank you with all my heart's love, and may my heart sing to you the melody that releases the power I have revealed to you today. Thank you with all my love. Beloved God Harmony, thank you for your love today. Thank you for that which you have given. Hold us sealed in the heart of your flame and make us manifest this which wherever we abide sets life forever free. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible power and sacred fire, of the I Am cosmic music of the spheres, that as it descends to earth, it shatters and consumes all unlike its own eternal love and affection. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us and the victory of your own heart's love, that I Am cosmic music of the spheres, and blaze its power without limit in through and around us all. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory, for all your love and victory of the ages. And to you, beloved God Harmony, blaze and intensify that victory by the I Am cosmic music of the sphere and your heart's love that draws it to earth, and hold command forever. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call us never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of your own heart's command to life. Make us feel your victory and power over all in this world. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, in cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress this cosmic I Am music of the spheres to which our attention has been called, and may its power unlimited blaze and shatter and consume everything unlike the harmony of its own love forever. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am Presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Dawn of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and ever, ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with that terrific power of the I Am cosmic music of the spheres, and blaze it around the earth, and compel everything stilled on this planet that is of human discord until it is dissolved and consumed from the universe forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those of this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, by that I am cosmic music of the spheres, and may its power unlimited blaze everywhere in through and around us all and control all till our ascension is complete, and we thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations necessary to release the power of this I am cosmic music of the spheres, and may it descend to earth in such swift descent that it shatters for eternity everything that is of human discourse.